NPR's business news starts with the biggest bank failure ever. The bank is Washington Mutual, the nation's largest savings and loan. After seizing Washington Mutual last night, government regulators brokered a deal to sell most of its operations to J.P. Morgan. That is the bank that bought up the failed investment firm Bear Stearns 6 months ago. Ironically, Washington Mutual's downfall occurred on the very day it was founded 119 years ago in Seattle. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Sarah Lerner reports.
It's the largest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual is the latest victim of the subprime mortgage crisis. J.P. Morgan Chase now owns the Seattle-based bank's assets. Washington Mutual was worth $307 billion. J.P. Morgan Chase will pay the FDIC about $1.9 billion. J.P. Morgan execs admit there is a negative factor, and that's dealing with Washington Mutual's bad assets. Charlie Scharf heads J.P. Morgan's retail business. In a conference call to investors, he was optimistic, and he encouraged long-term thinking.
In a very severe recession, if we make nothing over the next 3 years, on a combined basis, we've got a wonderful franchise, which incrementally is going to add $3 or $4 billion in earnings and is just positioned terrifically on a strategic basis.
J.P. Morgan acquired the failing investment bank Bear Stearns, and its execs say they've been poring over this potential deal for weeks. And now the bank can move into states they've been coveting, like California, Washington, and Florida. J.P. Morgan will take over more than 2,000 of Washington Mutual's branches. The FDIC says Washington Mutual customers will see the bank running like normal today. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lerner in Seattle.